This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. First, we lost Luca. Now we're losing Mike.
What?
What are you doing?
I think it's a good question.
Now,
if you could have, one back.
Oh, that's a great question.
On March 1st, would it be
I want to change the segment. Here are your three options.
I don't know if there'd be one human, and I would disagree with that human if they chose me.
Would you rather Mike stays with the KNC Masterpiece?
Okay.
Luca is back with the Mavericks, and none of that trade ever happened. Or Micah stays with the Cowboys.
Oh, man.
Because apparently the Cowboys, even though Jerry Jones told us that they had had no discussions, there are multiple reporters, including, was it Rappaport or Schefter?
Yeah.
That Rappaported that they had had internal conversations.
Not that was that Pelissero they, and yeah.
Yeah, not that they were going to trade him, but like they just talked about it. It's like, hey, but if we did, what would that look like? So those are your three options.
You also saw Jerry was shocked that the Cowboys weren't in this situation in the Super Bowl after they signed Dak to that number. That he said, I'm shocked that we're not here. So
like,
I don't know.
Do you follow football, man? What do you mean you're shocked?
Hey, man.
I'll pick Mike. I'll definitely pick Mike in this situation.
I mean, so far
I'm going a good Luca.
Run. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
It's 2-0 on YouTube, me versus Luca. Uh-huh. So that's two bad votes.
Oh man.
Thank you for choosing me.
Luca easily. Mike who? However, all the rest of it. Oh yeah, from the 469. Sorry, Mike. Pack your stuff. I want Luca back. From the 817, Luca, because Mike won't win us a championship. However,
good call. He saw me pitch.
From the 972-214, another 214, the 972, another 214. Everybody else says Mike, including from the 903, said, give me some Mike.
All right.
Mike and the KC Masterpiece.
I mean, the thing is I did barely outlast Mike McCarthy. I tried to tell Spagnola, I tried to tell them all, stop calling him that. He came here after me, and he will leave here before me. And I got really nervous when I heard that Mike McCarthy might be coming back because I was like, he is going to outlast me. That ended up not.
Oh, my goodness.
Disgusting.
Oh, it is disgusting. So the reason why this comes up is just kind of what we were alluding to is obviously it's still very fresh in the minds of people, the Luka trade. People yes. still want to talk about it all of the time. But now the rumblings that maybe they would consider the discussion with Micah Parsons. And I know this works in tandem with Max Crosby and there being some uncertainty with his future with the Raiders. But we can stick with Micah for now. The difference, I think, with Micah and Luca, because they're both, like, I think we all agree, Micah and Luca, both elite players in their sport, among the best of the best at what they do.
Are the Cowboys, do they have less odds to win the Super Bowl this year than the Saints and Giants? And I think I saw that this morning. Wow. Their odds
surely
are worse.
Not the Giants, yeah, not right? The Giants.
I saw something this morning that said that. And you're not a ready to win now team.
I agree.
Even if Jerry's surprised by that, he understands the reality of, did you see how much talent was wearing green last night?
Yeah.
Did you see how what they put together via draft, using trades to get all these things in order to complete a fantastic roster and build a, there are a bunch of studs on the team. Even backups are studs. Like, that's where I look at that and I see two different teams in this scenario when you're asking about the Mavs. They were ready to win right now.
See, and I agree with that, but I think we can all agree that the players are both at a super high level in their respective sports. But I do agree that, I mean, obviously the Mavs just came off the finals berth. Seems like they should be good to go. Whereas the Cowboys, there's no part of me, at least as the team is constructed now, though a lot can happen in, well, theoretical free agency and then in the draft and then in the real free agency we do leading up to training camp, that this team could look a lot different.
And after cuts have been made.
Yes, and after cuts have been made.
Once cuts have been made, then we can get our third free agency.
I'll just be shocked, as somebody just said on YouTube, trade Micah if you can get another Herschel Walker deal. I just, Jerry doesn't do that. No matter how much Steven and Will and whoever, maybe even Shoddy, is having a discussion.
Is that the Randy Moss effect that we've seen Jerry for over the years not do things that bit him in the butt before, and he's like, I don't want that to ever happen again. I don't want to trade away a great Micah and him go be great somewhere else and us never be able to capitalize on that.
I just think he looks at it this way. He looks at it as the financial part of it. He's not looking at the football part. And I'm not saying trading Micah's the right deal, but if you did get 5 first round draft picks in the Herschel Walker deal plus other assets, yeah, you have to trade them. But I don't think that deal is going to become available.
What if I made it as simple as this? And I don't know the team that might impact your thought one way or another. Some team offers you 2 first round picks for Micah Parsons.
I'm definitely having the conversation about it.
Okay.
And most likely, you know, there's a lot going on here. Which team? How much better are they going to be in these first round?
Like, fair.
I have to have that conversation, but I'm not in the camp where I say I just can't trade that person. There's nobody on my team that I'm looking at that I say I just can't trade. I have to find another CeeDee Lamb if I'm going to trade him.
Yeah.
So I have to be sure that I have an offensive option like that. He's probably the one that I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But everybody else is usually, hey, man, if you have the right offer for this, I could probably see moving on from it. Not just Anthony Davis and, you know, Max Christie and a pick. That's not going to work for me. I want something. But a 2 first-round picks? That's a significant thing that I can do a lot with. Can I use money to go get a Myles Garrett and make a trade and still have first round picks so I can continue to fill out this roster with my draft? Then now I feel really good about what pressure I'm getting up front while also adding youth to this thing.
And to both y'all's points, that's the complication with all of this. Inevitably.
But that doesn't mean I want to do it.
I'm definitely listening. For sure. Inevitably, it will I guess I can't say inevitably, probably. It should lead to a step back. And that just seems to be something that the Cowboys are not interested in doing. Even if you think you can, you know, build it back and like be able to do things better, they're like, nah. CeeDee Lamb quote tweeted Dove Kleiman. And I was really hoping his quote tweet was, yo, is this a real person or is this a bot? But it wasn't. That's not what he said. Instead, he said, y'all aren't tired of this? ? Every offseason, top of the charts, ... Let's just win ball games, and that's with 11. SMH, shaking my head. Which I get it. If you're CeeDee Lamb, it's the same thing. You just signed your extension. You know you're going to be here.
I want my teammate back.
Yeah, Micah is one of your best players. I do understand how it's counterintuitive to be like, hey, let's get rid of one of our best players. Eventually, it'll work out for us.
Mm-hmm. But he also understands that that's part of the owner. Even though I guess Stephen Jones said multiple times, we're not willing to do this, but that is part of what the owner allows to happen. He allows it to float and exist out there, very similar to Mike McCarthy had problems with his other assistant coaches because Jerry allowed that to happen. He allowed, hey, Sean Payton could be the coach. Dan Quinn could be the coach. He allows these things to percolate like that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I guess, just speaking on this topic, I don't like this, but maybe the best thing to do for the Cowboys is to not trade Micah, but I'm saying sign him. But you just know these 4 years, you dump all the money you can, as in, like, we're not renegotiating Dak's contract or moving money around in, if I have my years right, 2028 or 29. We literally want to be done with Dak, done with CeeDee, almost done with Micah. Like, we want to have $100 million, and we want to hopefully draft the next 4 years well. And at some point, we get our quarterback to lead us into the future. But when we have that quarterback, hopefully, leading the Cowboys into the future, we have, like the Washingtons, $82 million.
Yeah.
So we know he's good, and we have $82 million to add to this good team.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Cowboys, I don't think they just think that forward.
I don't.
They're just trying to make their, let's say, $100 million to $400 million a year off of jersey sales, popularity. I don't think they think at all about, we want the Washington situation.
Yeah.
We want, they just don't think like that.
I agree with you. I keep going back to Steven at least said, hey, we're going to just have to at least take a look at the way we do our contracts. And maybe it's not the best idea to have so much money to so few players. Now, obviously, if you have what you think is a franchise quarterback, that can be tough to,
when you're not dealing with everybody else's reality.
Yeah. Okay. And that can be tough to work around, but you're looking at, I mean, I guess you could get out of it in 2 years. That's going to be more complicated, but essentially, you could do it in 2 years. You've got Dak Prescott for 2 more years, at least, of the 4-year deal. Then each year after that, it becomes easier to get out of that. You're going to have to eat some dead money if you bail before the end of the contract, but you're still looking at, realistically, 2 more years. And so when Jerry also comes out and says, I wouldn't have signed Dak if I didn't think we're win now? Like, first of all, what else is he going to say? Well, like, is he going to come out and be like, oh, what a stupid move that was? Like, that wouldn't make any sense. But let's take that statement at face value. Then, to Mike's point, why in the world do we think that the Cowboys would trade Micah Parsons if that's what he thinks? If you're a win now, it would be foolish to trade Micah Parsons because he's awesome.
And that has been a frustration for Cowboys fans. Mike, I know you can feel this way about it for a long time. Is they're always in win now. They never look at their
that's
team and go,
fair.
Are we actually in a window where we probably need to go ahead and reboot this thing?
I'm with you, except they don't go into win now mode.
Yes, that's the tough thing.
Yes, to your point, they're just like, well, let's just worry about this season and what we can do, but let's not possibly ruin 2028 right now by trading our 2025 and 2028 first round pick to get these players that we know could maybe beat Philadelphia, possibly, or feel good about beating Washington. And it's just, it hurts because I know, obviously, I'm leaving, but it hurts that the Cowboys, to me, destroyed my football team. Not the players. The players are trying their best. I just don't believe, my opinion, I don't believe Jerry's trying anywhere close to his best. I believe he's really smart. I believe he's intentionally doing things wrong. Intentionally. And I believe that his sons follow. And Will McClay stays in the background going, hey, I just love this job and what it's about. I'm not going to disrupt this. And so this hurts me the most as a lifelong Cowboys fan who cared so much about them that I've come to the conclusion the family that owns it does not care about winning. That is not a major priority. So why would it be a major priority in my life? I'm only speaking for myself, not for you, the listener, not for Kevin and Corey. Why would I make this a major priority in my life?
Yeah, it's tough to argue.
I like this arch idea, though, Kevin, for the future.
Okay.
That's something to hold on to.
I'm just saying.
You just mapped out a two-year window.
If that is the route you're dead set on going,
just saying,
you're going to have to make some pretty drastic changes pretty quickly because you can get the money off the books eventually, but you're going to have to get bad enough to be able to be in position to potentially take, I'm not saying he will be, but I think a lot of people believe he'll, of course, be in the mix to be a number one pick in the future. And that's where I struggle. So the way I look at it, and I will tell you, this is just me. And Steven has told us they don't view it the way that I view it whatsoever. And that's fine. I at least appreciate. I know sometimes Steven speaks in vagaries and that kind of annoys people.
And he'll even tell you, and I do that on purpose.
Yes.
You know,
but like he was very clear about how he and I'll just say me differ on the salary cap. For me, I'm thinking in the window of 2 to 3 years, Dak Prescott's deal, depending on how much dead money you want to eat, can come off the books. What can I do in that 2 to 3 years to build up assets, to get money off the books, so I can make a brand new run with a brand new quarterback at it? I don't think they view it that way at all. I think they view it the exact opposite. What can we do in these next 2 to 3 years to try to build a team that, you know, maybe they win, maybe they don't, but they're at least competitive, which is probably, it makes sense to do that because you have Dak, you gave him all the money. But to me, I'm like, it's a mistake. And unfortunately, you can't go back on that mistake. And then your quarterback got hurt again, and it's going to slow you down even more.
It happened during the Romo.
Exactly.
Era.
It sucks, but you made that mistake. So now let's work a way out of it, even if it's 2 to 3 years away, instead of, well, let's push even more into fixing that mistake. It's like when you're in Vegas and you've lost a lot of money and you're like, you know what the best way to do is? Spend more money and gamble more and win it all back. Mm. That doesn't usually work.
You can give your wife to Robert Redford.
I guess that is another option for $1 million.
I'll tell you what, if the Packers hadn't won that day, you know, or maybe it was the Rams. One of those teams.
I'll always remember your $600 bet, or was it
$300? Oh, my
It was
gosh.
Over $600, yes, that I was going to, but I've made the right bet that day.
That was the most nervous I've ever been for a game that I didn't have any money or rooting interest on.
I didn't have to give up my wife for anything.
Oh, well.
My wife is stupid.
But I love her.
No.
She's not stupid. She's really cool.
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.